Benvenuti and welcome everyone to our culture show here.
Ci scusiamo per il ritardo.
Sorry for the delay. So hopefully you haven't experienced any delays in listening to this podcast.
My name is Marco.
My name is Catherine. And as you've guessed from the title, if you've heard this for the first time today, or if you're returning, you already know this. The show's title comes from this idea that travel in Italy is usually involves unexpected experiences and delays and all sorts of excitement. So this is a show a little bit about cultural travel, a little bit about physical travel.
This is like a travel, traveling in our minds and also a travel of our memories in Italy.
Memories, indeed. So speaking of memories, today we're going to talk about one of my home cities, as I like to call it. You know, Chicago is my home.
Do you want the music?
Okay, nostalgic music cue. Parma. All right, so Parma is a mid-sized city, I'd say, in Emilia-Romagna.
Where is that?
That's the northern middle area of Italy, south of Milan, about an hour and a half north of Bologna, about an hour.
Okay.
And it's right in the middle, and it's kind of in the breadbasket of Italy. And you're asking, there's a breadbasket? I thought Italy was pretty small. But they do have quite a bit of food production in this part of the country, so everything from wheat, like Mulino Bianco. The pasta makers, Barilla.
Is mainly
prosciutto
famous.
Di Parma.
Exactly, prosciutto
Parma ham,
di Parma.
And parmigiano. Parmesan cheese, of course.
The name itself suggests the Parmanesity of the item.
It does. And also Lambrusco comes from that region.
Yeah, it's Emilia?
I think it's Romagna.
Let's say Emilia-Romagna. But anyway, let me just interrupt you for a second here, because maybe it's not clear. Parma has been like your second hometown, you said.
That's right.
What happened? Like, you lived in Italy, in Parma. Tell us about it.
Well, when I was 16, I decided to participate in a cultural exchange program that puts students, you know, between 16 and 18 from all over the world in new families for a year, just kind of to experience from the first, you know, person perspective in a new country, in a new culture, without just like living in a hotel or being a, you know, kind of college exchange student. You're with people in dormitories. It's a bit different, but as a member of a family, kind of a little adopted member for a year, you really do get to experience the culture. And so I was, and I use the scare quotes, adopted by my Parmense family, the Mavernas, when I was 16, and lived there, and that was where I lived.
Un grande saluto, eh?
Un grande saluto a mamma Clelia e Franco, papà.
Ciao, ciao.
E i miei fratelli.
Okay, enough.
E tutti i miei amici. Ciao, mi mancate.
Okay, so what do you miss about Parma?
That's a good question. Okay, there are lots of things that I miss. I'm going to have to narrow this down.
Okay, wait. I've never been to Parma. Okay.
Boo.
Yes. And I want to go now. I want to, apart from meeting Mamma Clelia and
Franco.
I want to know what's there. What should I do?
Okay, there are a couple things you should do. First of all, you need to know that Parma is also famous, not only for its food, but also for being a cultural hotspot, right? Because not only did Bernardo Bertolucci come from Parma, the great film director, but also Giuseppe Verdi came from...
Oh, I didn't know that.
...a village near Parma. And, you know, he is kind of the national cultural hero, this iconic figure in Italian
famous
history.
Famous composer, you know.
Composer, he composed the national anthem, I believe.
Did he?
And
No. Mameli composed.
Mameli. Anyway, Verdi has written all sorts of operas and is just kind of one of those 19th century heroes that you hear about. And he's from a village.
And he had a very great hat and beard.
Yes, he did. Dressed very well. And he was from a village near Parma. And there is a restaurant. It's actually more of a kind of a meat market. You get cold cuts there. But there's a restaurant that does rustic Emilian cuisine.
Ooh la la.
And so the wine is locally produced, not even a label on the bottle. It's just, you know, like the farmer's bottles.
Uh-huh. And vino della casa.
Vino della casa, but they give it to you in bowls because, you know, the old countryside people, they didn't drink in glasses. They had bowls. And so you drink it in bowls, and they have all sorts of specialty hams and...
What's the name of this restaurant?
It's called...
Come on.
I don't remember.
How am I supposed to look for it?
There's only like one in Berceto.
Berceto? Mm-hmm. So I should go and look for the okay. restaurant where the
it's actually decked out to celebrate Verdi. So it's all opera. There's opera in the windows. There's photographs of famous opera singers. There's opera blaring from the restaurant. And you sit down at these long wooden tables. And then there's the deli counter in the back. And you sit down for 2 hours and you have chunks of cheese and prosciutti and
okay, sounds like everybody would like to go there, and we need the name now. Here's a mission for us and for you, Italian Pod users. What is this restaurant? Have you ever heard about it? Can you find out the name? It's in Cerbeto.
Berceto.
It's in Berceto, the province of Parma. Mm-hmm. And it's all about Verdi and opera.
Yeah, exactly. And the village where he's from is very, very small. But in addition to that, you know, Marco gets angry because I always talk about food.
Yes,
but in addition to that, there are lots of things like the Parco Ducale, if uh-huh. you're there in the summertime, which is beautiful. Because, you know, Maria Luigia had, you know, estates in Parma.
Okay.
Of course, Napoleonic era, all of that. So she was famous for her growth of lavender. So the Acqua di Parma
okay.
is a very famous scent that was started by Maria Luigia. And it's very famous. And you go there and you buy this like special lavender scent, which is kind of symbolic of Parma and of her.
Okay. So, and these are quite like few things that we should definitely see.
Mm-hmm.
Me and the user when we will go to Parma. But what is there that you don't like, that you don't miss, that you're glad you're not there anymore, that we should avoid if we go there?
It depends. I think this is a very, person-specific question, very subjective question.
Sure,
because something that I didn't like about Parma was that Friday evenings, tutti fighetti, all of the, like, young kids who are trying to be decked out for Friday night.
Pettinati.
Yeah, they all have, like, nice back hair, and they're all going shopping. They all go to Via Cavour. Via Cavour.
Via Cavour.
And they sit and they watch each other and they're just very judgmental and they like, they go and buy their clothes and they dress up their new clothes.
Okay.
And it's just like a little fashion show for like 16-year-old catty girls and boys. But, you know, that aside,
this is something that might happen in Italy, very like showing off. And also it must be a bit annoying at that age if you're a teenager, maybe when you went there. I think it's pretty fun to see.
Also in Via Cavour, to be avoided is lo spizzico.
Lo spizzico, why?
It's so
lo spizzico
gross.
Is the...
It's the fast food chain.
Ah, okay. Do they still have it? I thought they bankrupt.
Maybe they went bankrupt. Anyway, I just remember that there are so many wonderful places to eat and bars to just sit in and have, you know...
No, don't go to spizzico. Spizzico, no thank you, spizzico.
Also, this is like a good thing and a bad thing. If you go to the Piazza del Duomo, there's the Battistero, the old 13th century baptistry, and then there's the Duomo. And if you take a picture, it's always crooked because the baptistry is crooked. So like the Duomo is straight, but the baptistry is sinking on one side. So every photo sucks because like the Duomo is beautiful, but the baptistry is crooked.
Okay.
So you can't take a good picture of Piazza del Duomo.
All right, you can Photoshop it though, if you know how. Anyway, so let's recap a bit because there's too many things.
I could go on for days. I love
problems. No, post some more stuff on the website. But for now, let me think. I go there. I look for this restaurant in Berceto.
Mm.
And I'll drink not from glasses.
Not from glasses, but from bowls.
All right. And then I go to Palazzo Ducale.
Parco Ducale.
Parco Ducale.
Which is beautiful. And like just set a blanket out and, you know,
okay.
read.
Then I go to Via Cavour and buy some new clothes, and I don't go to eat at Spizzico.
Don't go to eat at Spizzico if it's still there.
Okay. And one thing that I know, not because I went to Parma, but because I came in contact with Parmesans.
Parmigiani.
It's that you shouldn't pronounce the R in Parma.
Parma.
Parma. Parlano tutti così.
There is a very specific...
are not famous for being very friendly, eh?
No. But once you're in, you're in. Grande saluto. I mean, amici.
No, I'm joking. There's no. not... But,
I found a very welcoming community in Parma, and I have to say I was a part of the music community, so the conservatory has great concerts, great shows, and it's all open air, so check out the conservatory via
conservatorio. The conservatorio. But what I wanted to say is, like, the way they speak can sound a little snobbish.
Non è vero.
Stop it. Thank you.
Okay, so I think that'll do it. If you have any of your own personal Parma stories, I'd love to hear them, my adopted town. And I'm sure I'll have lots of other things that'll come into my mind after we leave the studio, so I might post those on the site, italianpod.com. And
vorremmo ringraziarvi e vorremmo anche lasciarvi con la nostra email, che è italianpod@praxislanguage.com.
Smetti di parlare così.
So our email is italianpod@praxislanguage.com. Send us a few lines about
why you love Parma.
Ciao ragazzi.
Ciao.